Good morning, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, November 27th. For one ICU nurse in the Upper Peninsula, this Thanksgiving was her sixth day straight, working 12-hour shifts caring for COVID-19 patients. At UP Health System Marquette, the nurse, whose name we are not using to protect her job, says they are so short-staffed that they have started picking up extra shifts.
Every day that I walk in there, it is scary because if I'm in another patient room, all gowned up, I'm worried about the patient next door. Is that patient okay? And if they're not, can I get to them soon enough?
UP Health System did not return multiple requests for comment, but staffing shortages are an increasing concern across the state as COVID hospitalizations keep mounting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is reminding Michiganders to do what they can to stop the spread of COVID-19 over this weekend. Last week, the State Department of Health and Human Services issued an order limiting indoor gatherings. This week, in a YouTube video, Whitmer urged people with holiday plans outside of their household to reconsider.
These steps are what the public health experts say we need to take to avoid overwhelmed hospitals and death counts like we saw in the spring. Doing this will protect the medical workers, first responders, and other essential workers on the front lines.
The governor says following these rules will help ensure family and friends won't be gone for future holiday celebrations. Even though coronavirus continues to surge statewide, Petoskey downtown is hopeful that this weekend will remain a good one for local stores. We have more on that from Ben Thorpe.
Officials with the Petoskey downtown say through the summer and fall, they maintained good sales at local stores. Becky Goodman is the downtown director for the city of Petoskey. She says she's hopeful they can maintain that momentum through the holiday season.
I know that the Visitors Bureau has said that traffic will be down this weekend, but we have a good sense that people are here in their second homes, they're here in Airbnbs. We're seeing traffic increase. I'm sure there will be people here for the weekend.
Goodman says they are asking visitors to be kind while in the downtown area and to wear a mask. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
And of course, if you are venturing out this weekend, make sure you're maintaining 6 feet of distance from people who are outside of your household. Michigan residents seeking assistance paying their utility bills, buying heating fuel, or fixing a broken boiler or furnace may have some options. The state emergency relief program helps low-income households who cannot heat their homes. Tammy Baer is the department manager for the program. She says eligible households must have income at or below 150% of the federal poverty level.
They would have to have a need such as, you know, maybe their propane is, you know, at 20%, or they're past due on a bill for their electric or natural gas.
Baer says homeowners might also qualify if their furnace or boiler is broken. The maximum assistance available ranges from $850 to $4,000, depending on the issue. In our forecast, it'll be mostly cloudy statewide today. The Lower Peninsula could see a few scattered showers, but it should be dry north of the bridge. Highs from 39 to 44, or 4 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your Friday morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.